The scripture reading is Job chapter 4, verse 8. According to what I have seen, those who plow iniquity and those who sow trouble harvest it. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and the members of the 9,000 branch churches, local sanctuary members, and those who are attending this service through the satellites and the internet, and GCN TV viewers. As the lyrics of the God-given song, Earnest Hope, read, all of you have earnest hope in your heart. This hope is the hope of seeing the Lord and accomplishing goodness of heart. This hope is one that our Lord has given to all of us. But unfortunately, many of you have forgotten or you haven't lost this hope. At one time, you were cut off from the hope of seeing the Lord because of the sins depriving of salvation and sins leading to death. But God once again shined a stream of light of this hope on you once again. December 25th last year, God the Father extended great and amazing grace to you. When you repented from the heart, you could even be forgiven of the sins leading to death by God. You were able to lay down and be relieved of such a heavy burden of sin, accomplish goodness of heart, and restore the hope of seeing the Lord. And last July, at the group cell leader seminar, you were not only able to discover and demolish yourself, but you regained the confidence that you could enter into Spirit and the Holy Spirit again. Because you, so many around you, come to stand on the rock of faith, approach the level of Spirit, and even enter into Spirit. Nowadays, even though it is a worldly novel, many members try to read the Chinese novel, The Romans of Three Kingdoms, students and elders and all others. If you read that novel, there are two outstanding characters among all other characters. They are Jae Gal Gong Myung and General Cha Ryong Cho. Even though they didn't know the truth by the time, they didn't listen to the word of God, their heart fields are of goodness. So their behavior, their speaking, were all parts of goodness. So they were not short of goodness. So if they had been, if they were born in this era of the Holy Spirit, it would be easy for them to enter the level of Spirit. And even the whole Spirit. Even though they live not in the era of the Holy Spirit, they were already entered the Spirit. Their action, their behaviors, their speaking. I mean, you cannot find anything that is short of goodness and love and truth. That's why I asked you to read that novel. Even those who don't know the truth and goodness live the life of goodness. And then their life had become the life that was even close to the Holy Spirit. We have the grace of the Lord. We have hope, help of the Holy Spirit. And what is the reason that you cannot enter the level of Spirit yet? So think of those two people. You know, they don't have any greed. They don't have greed for honor, greed for authority and power. They just were faithful to the end of their lives. There are many kinds of faithfulness. There are people who sacrifice themselves to be faithful. There are faithfulness which is not proper. You know, some people, you know, choose death of a life for a bad purpose. Sometimes they are called a loyal servants. There are people like that too. It's because you, so many around you, come to stand on the rock of faith, approach the level of Spirit, and I even enter into Spirit. One more reason is that you heard the happy news, the spiritual change has become easier by the aurora-like lights. In other words, the original light of God. I believe around you, you heard these kind of testimonies a lot. God also promised that many of you would be able to reach the level of Spirit and Holy Spirit within this year, and it filled you with hope. So since last December 25th, I mean, that day was the day that I lost all my strength. I mean, I cannot explain to you all the details because of the time given. I read thousands of letters. And even before reading those letters, I received many, many, many letters of repentance for the whole year. I told you not to send me such letters of repentance. I told you that, I'm so sorry to read them. But, when I read the letters of repentance, I was shocked. I couldn't understand many of them. And there were those, servants of God and Levi workers and elders and the workers and leaders of this church that I know of. And after I knew that they committed such a sin, how much I shocked. I was sorry. My heart was burning. I was mourning. But what should I do? I was holding on to God, and I asked for, God's petition for that. And as its result, I was losing my strength. It didn't last just a day or two or a month. It lasted for about a year. And I reached until the moment that, I couldn't even move my body well, thanks to Father God who was helping me to stand my body. But at last, I lost all my strength. And we met New Year 2011. And it lasted until group leader seminar last July. I was about to collapse. I was just holding my body by my faith. And you know what? In a common sense, my people around me also know that it's not easy to hold my body like that in that kind of situation. I was in a state that I couldn't, even get up well once I collapsed. But by the grace of God, I was able to. So last year, I lost my strength, but I prayed to God, and then Father God forgave you. And then since last December 25th, I thought, all of you would, be forgiven. But I saw Father God gave you another chance of grace. So, just being forgiven is not enough. That's not it. Even though you repented and forgiven, it's not it. That's not it. You should be able to get rid of the root of the original sin. Otherwise, you would commit sin again. Then, your repentance doesn't make any sense and it's not worth it. So even though you are forgiven after you repented it, in order for you not to commit the sin again, you should be able to get rid of the root of your sin. So that, Satan would not accuse you and you would not commit sin. That's what Father God said. So Father God said, still there will be people who would commit sin again. Even though they repented and you, sacrificed your life, but there will be still, betrayers. There will be still people who would commit the sin that leads to death. There cannot be none. There will be some people still, but I cannot help with them. Even though I give you grace, even though you show your grace to them, even though you pray with all your heart and mind, even though you preach the gospel from the altar, there will be people who ignore the word of God, who ignore the word of the shepherd. And I cannot help with them. That's what God said. Otherwise, those who would not commit sin again, they are more than those who commit sin again. So, in order for them not to go back to their last state, in order to help them to get rid of the root of the original sin, I would let you deliver a message on group leader seminar. So that through the seminar, you receive the grace. And Father God showed you and worked with the aura light. And that aura light helps you so that you will not go back to your last state. So, for the couple of months after December 25th, you know, the result didn't, you know, show up, obviously. But, you know, as Father God said, there will be people who would go back to their, you know, lost state. But Father God worked with Aurora Light, and Father God gave us the word of light through the Aurora group leader seminar. So Father God worked again. And then, you know, Father God explained what the standing on the rock of faith is, and what spirit is, and what whole level is, what level of whole spirit is. So that Father God let you, you know, hope for such as levels, and then the Holy Spirit works so that you can enter. But all this cannot be done by justice. Why? Because there are all other Christians other than, you know, our army members, and they should receive help too. So justice doesn't help that. But Father God especially works for this church. Why? What is the distance? What is the providence? That is the Canaan sanctuary and grand sanctuary. That's the providence that we have to make. We have to make it come true. We have to make it happen before the Lord comes back. Since the creation of the world, there have been many, many beautiful, you know, architectures and buildings, and the hotels and, you know, all kinds of, you know, monuments and that kind of buildings. But there is none who is outstanding as the temple of God. They look shabby. Even if they look magnificent, that has nothing to do with the will of God. Are you thinking of the cathedral of the Apostle Peter? I know if you went there, and it's full of dragons and snakes and doesn't make sense at all. I mean, the temple of God filled with those animals that stand against God. Dragons and serpents? It is the serpent that tempted human beings to, you know, disobey God by, you know, eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. As you can see, that temple is filled with, you know, those dragons. And they call it as a temple of God. It has nothing to do with God. So, in order to build the sanctuary the Father God desires, by the people of God, by the chosen people of God, Father God won that temple or sanctuary be built by the people of God. And mommy members are such people that the Father God has chosen. Now, to build the Canaan sanctuary, to build the temple of God, not anybody can build it. It can be built by those who love God at most, who love God, who stand on the rock of faith at least, who cut off from the worldly things, who don't commit sin, who stand on the rock of faith. Such saints should build the temple of God with their hands. They should build the Canaan sanctuary and the grand sanctuary, which is much, much bigger than Canaan sanctuary. More people will come into spirit and the Holy Spirit. That grand sanctuary should be built by such people. But now, how many of you have come into spirit and Holy Spirit before December 25th? We're supposed to build grand sanctuary. Father God will not build grand sanctuary or the Canaan sanctuary with just few people. Father God set the number of the people who enter the spirit and Holy Spirit. Father God set the number of those who stand on the rock of faith, who enter the Spirit and the Holy Spirit. In order to fill the number, it cannot be done by your own strength, even though you try to, but you can't. So, Father God worked once and twice. And it's not just once. In 1999 and 1999, Father God waited until I reached the last, the very last moment. And then Father God let me manifest the power of God to the whole world. And Father God let this church be known to whole others, whole world. So if you think back, you can see how in orderly manner Father God has led this church this far. So Father God said, until the end of this year, December 25th of this year, so many people will come into spirit and all spirit. I will do it. That's what Father God said. In order to make it happen, Father God works with me according to justice. Before I am filled with the breath of life again, my stomach stopped functioning. Your stomach should function to get the nutrition and provide the nutrition to every corner of your body so that your body can function well, do their job. If your stomach stops, your eyes will be dimmed because your eyes are not provided with nutrition. All other parts are the same. Your vocal cord. Let's say if you don't have strength, then do you think singers can sing a song? They may lose their voice if they catch cold. So the singers cannot sing a song if they don't have strength. So Father God drew me until the state that Father God said my stomach stopped functioning. So I lost my strength. My whole body is like that. Every joint, my bones. Even though I shook hands with thousands of people, my body didn't soar. But after Friday online service, and after shaking hands with the members of the church, it hurt my bones. So if Father God does not work, I cannot bear with it. Until this far, Father God has, hold me in His hand, so, I couldn't suffer. And then I was able to feel that. So nowadays, I am experiencing all other things with my eyes. Thankfully, next week I will go back to mountain prayer, and I think I think my eyes can last until next week. And otherwise, I would wear glasses. I'm not suffering from any kind of diseases on my eyes, since I don't have any strength. My eyes got dimmed. Once I am provided with the proper strength, then what? Father God always gave me more than enough rewards and more than that. So my eyes will not just become normal, but it will be much more than that. And I am confident with that. So even though my body is in this status right now, I don't worry at all. I will hold my body. Until the moment that I will not collapse before your eyes. Then Father God will hold me. At least to the status. And I will overcome until the moment. And after that, and I will have a time to take a rest until December 25th. And I will be filled with the strength again. So until the process of my stomach functions stop functioning, Father God gave you grace last December 25th. And the second time, Father God gave you another grace through the group leader seminar, so that you can completely turn back and get rid of root of your original sin, so you will never commit the sin again. In order for you to do that, Father God needs to feel the justice. And my life is used as a security. Why? Because I am the shepherd of the souls of this church. That's why Father God worked like that. That's why my stomach stopped functioning. That's what God said. So I couldn't even drink water. And I was able to experience the suffering in the abyss for 24 hours. The first half the first 12 hours, I was able to manage it. But last 12 hours, I felt it is the suffering in the abyss. You know, when, you know, in the middle, you know, I was able to take a rest. But for that specific 24 hours, there was no time for rest. So that was the time that and I could feel the sufferings in the abyss. Father God, let me experience such things. Many souls go to hell. And the 7-year great tribulation. By all means, I helped to help them to get rid of root of sin so that they would enter the Spirit and Holy Spirit with the hope for heaven in New Jerusalem. That's why Father God is showing His grace and mercy like that. So in order to do that, Father God worked on my birthday with aurora light. Aurora light is the original light of God. What is the original light? It is the light that when Father God existed, even before the creation, Father God existed alone as in the form of light containing the sound or voice. In the whole universe, He existed as in the form of light containing the sound. That is called original light. So can you imagine how beautiful the whole universe was? Because it was filled with our Father's light. When the time came, the Father God knew He needs human cultivation. And the Father God, divided Himself into His, our Lord, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In order to help us to come into Spirit, Holy Spirit, we need the aurora light. That's why He sent the light. He showed the light. By the help of the aurora light, as we make resolution. I mean, as you listen to the Word of God, and on your free will, if you make a resolution to come into Spirit, the Holy Spirit, once you make a resolution, then through the aurora light, Father God helps you. And that's what you experience. If you truly make a resolution to come into Spirit and Holy Spirit, anybody can experience God's grace. You confess that you have nothing to do with the world. I have nothing to do with you, you evil and sin. I don't love you. I don't love you, world. You and I, hostile, you are my enemy. If you make up your mind like this, then Father God helps you with aura light until this far, so that you have changed. You know this. If you try so hard to get rid of those evil, you couldn't help it. I mean, even those who couldn't help themselves are now able to get rid of sin and evil, and they can change themselves. They broke their thoughts. You experience this. That's why Father God worked like that. And in order for Him to work like that, Father God used my security to the field of justice. Now, coming December 25th, it will be the first anniversary. Then Father, there will be many people who have come into Spirit and Holy Spirit, and the actual construction of the Canaan Sanctuary will begin. And Father God will recover, help me recover my strength, and He will give me more than that. In the best state of the body, Father God will change my body like that. In the past, I told you that, I was scratching my, skin, right? It was itching, and I was scratching myself. After, I scratched my face, there was dried in the skin, torn down. And I have to, my skin was, peeled off. Nowadays, there is nothing like that. And the Father God changed my skin like that. And then someone told me that if you take a look at the skin of an infant, you cannot find a dead skin cell because they are new and they're fresh. And the mind is the same, like, you know, those in a baby's face. And then after taking bath, you know, some people, you know, got their skin dried and they have, you know, dead skin cells, right? So they apply in a lotion, a facial lotion and skin, but I don't apply them. After taking bath or after, you know, washing my face, I just don't apply anything. But I don't have any dead skin cell. So that's, now I can see, you know, Father God is changing me like that. So I'm going through that kind of process. When Father God gives you this kind of grace, if you don't come into spirit and the Holy Spirit, then I'm sorry to say this, you are so foolish. Now, many of you are foolish in this church, right? Except those in the novice, you know, Christians. You know, they have to go through the procedures to come into the third level of spirit and the rock of faith. But if you are not a novice, you know, believers, and then you don't come into spirit and the Holy Spirit, if elders and servants of God do not come into spirit and the Holy Spirit, then you are foolish and plus you are idiots. I'm sorry to say this, but, well, it's true. Well, I am telling you in order to shock you, okay? So that, you know, you can be, you know, you will awaken and you will pray and you will make a mind and I will never be called an idiot or a fool. And then pray from the bottom of your heart fervently. The last will become the first. There are those, you know, newly selected. They are called as a servants. They are the last, but many of them will become the first. As I watch them, I am surprised. Wow, Father God chose the right people. How could Father God heed such people? They are young. They're in 20s. They're in the freshman or the second year or so for more in the university. But they are changing wonderfully and amazingly. Why? Because first they obey. They have a heart obedience. If I tell them, they just obey. I gave them in assignments, you know, arm yourself with this word of God, and they do it. They obey. I tell them to pray at least this hours, then they do it. And I am, you know, pay a close attention to one person who is quite outstanding. One of them is entering the Spirit. Even though, in a very short period of time, she can read the heart of our members. She can read the members' heart. And when she prays, you know, when my wife prays, you know, she reads your heart. Like, you know, Pastor Hisenly, and then Pastor Sujinly, you know, they read in the people's heart. So they pray as they read their hearts. And after you receive their prayers, then you say, how can they read my hearts? Now, the girl, as selected as a servant, she already started to read the hearts of people. So even though she's quite new, she prayed. She prays fervently. She arms herself with the Word of God. She doesn't sleep for long hours. She said, you know, she couldn't stand a day without sleeping at least four hours. But nowadays, even though she just sleeps just less than an hour, she never gets tired. You know, my wife experienced already. So if you enter the Spirit, then you don't feel tired. Well, she cannot completely, but she can, you know, control the tiredness. So since she can read the hearts of others, when she gives, you know, counseling service to others, you know, they feel so refreshed. Why? Because they know that, you know, she can read their hearts. That's why she can solve the problems. That's why the rumors spread. And the people started to come to her. They asked for a visit. They asked her for a counseling service. So, and then the people of spirit should be able to control her, because she is quite new to the level of spirit. You know, she doesn't know much about it. So, those are people of God, people of spirit who are already there should be able to teach her and guide her well. Once she entered the level of spirit, then that's fine. But if she has the trace of arrogance or kind of boastfulness, then Satan will make use of it. And instantly, Satan will try to deceive her. If people, praise her, then, wow, she's so great. And then she will show off, okay? She will be boastful. And she may become arrogant. But you know what? I'm not saying, she's not the person she could be deceived by Satan, because she has hope for spirit and she's entering the level of spirit. She's in the way of her way to spirit. She cannot be arrogant because she knows the grace of God. She knows the grace of the shepherd. And she knows the love of God and the love of the shepherd. So she cannot become arrogant. She becomes humble. She serves others all the time. So I am paying great attention to her. Now she is doing her job well, entering the spirit. So she just does as I tell her to do. When I told her to pray from the depths of her heart, and she prays fervently like that, and she prays without ceasing. You pray for a week and you take a break a day? No. Father God said, pray without ceasing. You have to pray today and tomorrow and the day after. After praying for a week and you say, I have to take a rest for a day, then it will become a minus for you. Even though, because you are so busy and you cannot pray a proper amount, but you should not stop praying. And she does so. She doesn't stop. So that's why she's experiencing the spiritual things, and she tasted the sweetness of prayer. So she prays fervently. She gives fiery prayers. So she is happy. She's enjoying her prayer. And then she is experiencing, spiritual things all the time. She becomes bright to the spirit of the world of spirit. She comes to love God, Father God, all the more. And she knows she's changing all the time. And then she will soon, be able to, sing praises in tongues. Just as in a missionary in Rosan, gives in praises in tongue. I hope that someone can show her singing in tongue. And I hope that you can see what is the praise in tongue. If you sing praises in tongue for about an hour or half an hour, then all the tiredness goes away. Why? Because you can sing praises in tongue when you are completely seized and captivated by the Holy Spirit. And if you pray like that for about half an hour, then all the tiredness will go away and disappear. You will only filled with joy and thanks, and with hope and love. Love and joy will overflow. So in this church, many more people, I hope that many more will be able to sing praises in tongues. I hope that, many prayer devotees be able to do that. But I'm not sure why it is so slow. I cannot, be with them and always, guide them, teach them. I can't. It's because you saw many around you come to stand on the rock of faith, approach the level of spirit, and even enter into spirit. So one more reason is that you heard the happy news, the spiritual change has become easier by the oral lights, the original light of God. God also promised that many of you would be able to reach the level of spirit and the Holy Spirit within this year, and it filled you with hope. Now, many of you are holding fast to the promise, and you are eagerly running the race of faith with fasting and prayer. But are there still some of you who are feeling distressed, thinking some people could enter spirit in just 1 year or others, only 1 or 2 months after making their determination? But why can't I do that?
Well,
or a mere brother, student in 20s, in early 20s, once they make up their mind and were able to enter the spirit and they're on their way to Holy Spirit, how come? When they're touched, they enter the spirit and they are changing so rapidly. But why can't I, even though I fasted and prayed? Through this message, I wish you may realize the reasons why. In the name of Almighty Lord Jesus Christ, I pray you may have the assurance that you can do it and enter into Spirit and the Holy Spirit as quickly as possible. Dear brothers and sisters, why is it that your hearts are willing but you are slow in entering Spirit? The speed of entering into spirit is different depending on how deeply rooted your sin is. So, into your bones and joints and marrow, depending on how deep your sin has root in them, it's different. In other words, it differs according to how deeply piled up your wall of sin is before God. If you think you are slow, you have to examine each point, then you can get the answers. Deeply rooted sin refers to sinful natures planted deep within your heart. Jesus likened our hearts to fields. Our heart fields can be planted with truth and goodness, or planted with untruth, sins, and evil. So depending on what you plant on them, it will grow up. They will grow up. Let's say, if you plant in the beans, then the beans will come up. You know, if you plant rice, the rice will come up. Depending on what you plant, the result will be different. But if you plant in the beans, the rice will not come out. It doesn't happen that way. You know, as you sow, you will reap. So if you plant untruth, then you will reap untruth. If you plant untruth a lot, then you will reap untruth a lot. And it will have deep root inside your joints and marrow and bones. If sins and evils have been planted, uprooting them can be easy or difficult depending on the depths of the sinful natures were planted. So it can be likened to a rice seeding. A week after rice seedings are planted in the field, as I told you earlier, they can be easily uprooted, even by rippling water. So, if it's just a couple of days or even a week, you know, they can be easily, you know, pulled out. Male members, I think you experienced before, like except in the 20s. If you are in 30s or 40s or older than that, then you may have experienced this, right? It is the same with uprooting or casting off sins. When you commit light sins, if you immediately repent and turn back, the sins are not planted into your heart. So, you have to repent right away and turn back before it's planted. Since it is not planted, it can be pulled out. Suppose a child attends a kindergarten and there she learned about hell and she was taught not to tell a lie. Yet she still found herself telling a lie. After that, she was so scared about it. She made a firm resolution that she would never lie again. So in a kindergarten, you should not teach your children, you should not threaten your children, you know, they would go to hell if they tell a lie. Okay? If you continue to tell a lie, you will be accumulated and you will become an expert in telling a lie. Then you will go to hell. Okay? If you tell lies and all other sins will enter you, you may swindle others and you may deceive others. That's why you can go to hell. Okay? But if you tell a lie, you will go to hell. You shouldn't teach your children like that. They will fear God that way then. You have to explain the Bible correctly. She told a lie, but because she repented immediately and the sinful nature of lying was not planted in her heart. Let's say your coat or your body got dusty. If you immediately dust it off, it made clean again. You know, it will be cleaned off. Being cleansed of sin is much the same. Therefore, if you immediately turn back from sins, the wall of sin is not built between you and God. Why? Because you destroyed it right away. So, chances are that you will not commit the sin that leads to death even from the beginning, okay? You start from a small sins. But even if sinful natures are not planted into your heart through your self-committed sins, you still have to suffer trials to cast off sinful natures that are inherited. Basically, all people are born with original sin that is inherited from parents. So, you inherit what your parents have, and that is called original sin. And everybody is born with this kind of original sin. But if your parents are of goodness, then the original sin is quite, you know, lighter than others. Then their children may be of goodness. Except our Lord Jesus Christ was born without original sin. Why? Because he is not the descendant of Adam. I delivered the message like that, and then I heard that there is a prophecies who's standing against God with the raw theology. And then I got a report from the ambassador, Fernando Borbón. Obviously, people inherit original sin from their parents. But our Lord was not a descendant of Adam. He was not conceived by the sperm and egg of man. But he was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and he was born. And so, Holy Spirit does not have sin. He is the heart and the Spirit of God. So, our Lord is not descendant of Adam. So he wasn't born with the original sin. That's why his blood is precious and clean, and that blood can redeem us from our sins. I told you many times. And there are people who interfere with our business because of this. I heard that it is a female pastor. So basically, all people are born with original sin that is inherited from parents. Those who are born in faith and have grown up in an environment of truth can easily enter into spirit by just removing the evils contained in their natures. Because they have not taken in worldly things or enjoyed sinful pleasures, they can easily cast off sins and evils. So they didn't take in the worldly things. And they don't have such a heart at all. Why? They were born so clean. Their parents are of goodness, in truth. So their original sin is not as serious compared to others. And they don't commit sin. And they were taught the truth. They grew up like that. So they don't have much chance to take in the worldly things. And they distanced themselves from the world. That's why it is easy for them to cast off sins because they haven't made any input of sin. So we cannot say they have much sin and evil. So look at those people. They can easily enter spirit and Holy Spirit. They don't have much evil, jealousy, hatred. Do you think they have many relationships with, you know, other, you know, females or males? Well, they don't. So that's why they don't commit sin. So Satan cannot work. Satan cannot tempt them. No, they don't gossip others. They don't judge others. They don't pass in judgment on others. They don't do have such evils. So if they are taught that, you know, it is evil, then they will get rid of it. Once they are taught that it is evil and this is what Father God hates, then they will get rid of it as soon as possible. But those who have, you know, deep root of evil, even though they are told that, you know, this is what Father God hates, then it is difficult for them to get rid of them. And they have to fast and they have to pray over and over again to get rid of the sin and evil. Why? Because such evil natures and sinful natures are deep root in their hearts. That's why. And, you know, once the sin enters them again, and the sinful nature is stirred up, oh, my friend, welcome. Well, they would like that. See, chances are like that, okay? So in order to not that happen, you have to cast off all kinds of lust of the eyes, lust of the body, and the boastful pride of this life. Until, you know, your sinful natures will not get strengthened, you have to cut yourself off from all those evil things. So that's why I told you to cut yourself from the internet games and the porn graphs and all the adult movies and stuff, unless it has something to do with, you know, the things that help you study well. Some say, you know what, even though I don't want to see those, you know, porn stuff, as soon as I turn the computer on, you know, those things, you know, pop up. Once you enter the spirit, it has nothing to do with you because you will not be tempted. You don't have any lust, and you don't have any adulterous mind once you enter the spirit. So even if you see them, you know, you will not have any, you know, sinful natures, which will be stirred up inside your heart. And you don't even want to see them. But if you have, you know, lust and adulterous mind is still left in your heart, if you don't cast them off, then such things will have contact with such things in you, and then it will, it will drive you to have that kind of thoughts again. That's why I tell you, then do not see them and completely cast them off. If you root out them, then you don't need to see them. Well, I'm not telling you to see them, okay? If you see them by accident, then it has nothing to do with you because you don't have any lust of the eyes and lust and adulterous mind. It's because, so you have nothing to do with them. You have to reach this kind of state. Then no evil and sin will come out as thought. Even if you try, such thoughts will not come out. But once you enter the whole spirit, even if you try, I mean, you cannot even try. Once you reach that kind of, you know, state, once you reach that kind of level, then you can see you are close to the level of whole spirit. Now, how can I think of that then? Then you have to write and read. Then you may think of it. Otherwise, you don't have any thoughts about that. Even if you try to, let's say, adulterous mind, even if you try to think of it, you will change it into the thoughts of goodness. So Satan cannot work. There are people who enter the spirit and whole spirit, so they can easily understand and they will say amen 100% because they experienced it. So those who enter the spirit and whole spirit cannot commit sin. So how thankful they should be and how thankful I am. So because they haven't taken in worldly things or enjoyed sinful natures and pleasures, they can easily cast off sins and evils. Why is it so easy for them? Well, this is the reason. They don't have to receive fiery trials like Job, and they don't have to struggle with sins. Most of these people already stood on the rock of faith, but have failed to attain to the level of spirit because either they didn't know how to enter spirit, or they have a minor deficiency of the body. If they just discover those points, then they can immediately enter into the level of spirit. And last year, I touched this kind of people in this kind of level because they didn't realize they couldn't enter the Spirit. So I touched them so that they can realize. Once they realize, they can enter the level of Spirit immediately. They don't, because they don't need to struggle. They don't need to fast because they just obey. Otherwise, there are people who cannot change even though I touch them once or twice. After that, I don't touch them. And I was shocked, and I was, you know, losing my strength for, you know, as I pray for those, you know, who committed sin. Those who can accept any kind of word, they were those that I touched. From time to time, I tested them. It was sometimes it is a test, nonsense test. But they just test it. Why? Because they just say amen and yes. They don't know what it is. Some say, I was told that you stole something. Huh? Then she has no idea what I'm talking about. Because she has no desire to steal. I said, why did you do that? And she said, amen. But I don't know. but even though I don't know what it is, but I will try, and I'll try to find something and get rid of it. Well, she doesn't, they don't even make an excuse. I didn't steal anything. When I say you stole something, they just say amen, and they said that I will try hard to find something, and if I find something, I will get rid of it. When it is a light test. Our Father God also, you know, tests you for those who enter the level of Spirit and Holy Spirit, right? Okay? And I myself do so, because they are those who should become a big vessel and great workers of this church, right? So sometimes, from time to time, I test them. I think I gave a severe test to someone. She looks so good. She grew up well, without evil. But I was told that in the past that you had this, this, this. She looked surprised. What? Why did you do that? I said. And she said, Senior Pastor, I have no idea what you are talking about, but, well, I will say amen. I say amen, and please teach me what it is. And then she told me about her past. After I was born, I have never looked into the worldly things. I have never thought of a man. I grew up like that. And my parents taught me like that. And as I went to university, I've never thought of a boy or a man. And I was wondering why, you know, girls love to be touched or have, you know, touch, you know, the boys. And why do they hurt, you know, my shepherd's heart? I was wondering. And I've never done it before. But since somebody said I did, well, I will just acknowledge it. And if there is anything that I had done before, then if I did anything that I confused people, then I will find that I will repent. But I have never done that before. I grew up. I was taught right by my parents. From the beginning, my parents taught me never to do that. And I grew up like that. And I always listened to your word, and I obeyed. I have obeyed. I've never done before. I've never thought about it. That's what she said. So, really? I said. Then, Father God tested Abraham. Then she realized what it is.
Uh,
Most people, I lightly tested, and all they had to do was just obey our pastors. We have a meeting next Thursday, right? I've taught you many years. I touched you. I admonished you many times. But you have ignored me. For example, I said, obedience is better than sacrifice. I taught you many times during the pastor seminar. And this is what you have to do. You have to know. You have to memorize this. And during the year end in a meeting and the year beginning meeting, I told you many times. But I ask a question to a servant. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So where is it found? But they cannot give the answer. They cannot give the answer. Which verse is it? Well, you are waged worker. You are not God's servant. You are supposed to know this. You are supposed to teach this to others. You are in that position, but you don't know where it is? Do you really know the Bible? Every week, you are given verses that you have to memorize. But can you give me an answer? How can you teach your flocks? How can you teach your souls? I reprimand them right before his eyes. You are a waged worker. If you think you are a waged worker, you should not just give up. You have to repent from the depths of your heart. From time to time, you're deceived. A servant tried to deceive. He said he was repenting. His car was parked before someone else's house. And a people in my house asked him to move his car. And then, we told you not to park your cars around my house. And we gave you the car number to move your car. But nobody raised hands. As I was coming out, the pastor came out. Senior pastor, I lied to you. It is my car. It is my car. But I didn't tell you. It is the same number, but the car make was different. Of course, he knew it was his car. But why people are trying to deceive people like that? But he came to me to repent before me. But just like him, people have a heart of deceiving people. They will just deceive people. Just like Ananias and Sapphira did. You shouldn't do that. It should not happen. If you should never become such a servant. Such a servant. Those who are not like that, such servants I'm looking for. I'm searching for. Three people that I mentioned in the morning. They are those who can be given to God completely. I'm so happy. Regardless of their age, they are becoming the servants. I'm so happy. They just obey. That's why they can enter the Spirit easily. I can help them to come into Spirit, and I will make them the spiritual warriors. And they should become the parish pastors, and they should become the guidance pastors, and their parish or their mission will revive. Otherwise, if they are not proper before God, even if they work so hard, they deceive people, they deceive God, and they cannot bring out fruit. If they discover it within themselves and realize what to remove, they can uproot their sinful natures as easily and quickly as the newly planted rice seeding. Rice seedlings are uprooted. Wow, he is a liar. He's so good at lies. Now, when did he begin to lie? Did he begin 10 days ago? About a month ago? And he tries so hard to get rid of it and he cannot get rid of it? No. He started to tell a lie when he was a kid. He made a habit of it. He accumulated that lies again and again and it smeared into his bones. That's why even though he tried not to tell a lie, he can't. What about gambling? Do you think you are a gambler if you just gamble once or twice? You gamble it over and over again. And you reach the level that you cannot even control yourself. That's why even though you know you should not gamble, you gamble. And you have to reach the level that you cannot even gamble. You don't even have money to gamble with. Then you can stop. It is the same with drinking and smoking. Now, you smoked 10 days ago. Now, is it difficult for him to quit smoking? It's easy for him to quit smoking. Once he makes a mind, then he can quit. But if you smoked for 2 years, 3 years, or 10 years, and he is a heavy smoker, then even if he tries to, he cannot quit smoking. It's not easy. It is all the same. Stealing. I mean, if you stole something once, then you become a thief. If somebody, you know, tells him you should not steal something, then he will repent and right away. But from some day, some point in your past, if you stole something and you have been stealing something, if you have been with the lust and adulterous mind for many, many years. Even from elementary school or high school, middle school, it has continued until you become all fully grown up man. Since you are in this level, it's not easy even if you try to get rid of them. The sinful nature has deep root in you. That's why you cannot easily quit. Now it is even easier because God is covering you with the original lights and pouring down the showers of grace on you. You can remove every sin and evil you discover, and thus you can enter into spirit in a short time. In reality, there were only a very few members who had been able to enter into the level of spirit just 1 or 2 months after they became determined to do so. Our servants of God. I told you about our members. If you truly are determined to get rid of such things and become a true servant, then when you hear the news of the members, and when I mentioned you, you should be thankful. Because I'm your senior pastor, I can mention those to you so that you can realize, because it is the word that can revive you and awaken you. You know, why does senior pastor and I have to mention those things before other members? Well, if you think like that, then you are not the person who can repent and turn back. You have no possibility to turn back. When I point you, you should be able to give thanks with tears. Senior pastor, thank you for pointing me out. Our members will not point you out. Our members will not, point their fingers at you. Our members are full of love and forgiveness. So our members will not, point fingers at you. So, just 1 or 2 months, that they enter the level of spirit. When you commit a sin, if you don't repent but continue to repeat the sin twice and three times, the situation becomes quite different. In the midst of continually sinning, the sinful natures are planted and become rooted in your hearts. Month-old rice seedlings are not easily uprooted. They have their roots in the soil and the number of rice stalks from 3 or 4 to 7 or 8. Young people do not know about this, but if you are quite old, then you know this. In a couple of days, those rices can be easily pulled out. if the wind blows strongly, then they can easily pull out. But a month passed, even if there is a strong wind, they cannot be pulled out because they have planted deep into the ground. See, they grew up like that. It was just the 3 or 4 rice stalks. But later on, they become, 7 to 8. And they have deep root under the ground. So it is difficult for you to get rid of them. The same applies to sin. If one sin has root in your heart, it will become multiple sins. Then it is difficult to get rid of them. So if you take in the worldly things and enjoy them, what about the TV stuff? Even if I told you to quit watching TV, you don't quit them. It takes long time to quit them. Most of our members quit watching TV and those things. But there are people who don't quit watching TV. From time to time, I turn on TV. But you know what? If there are worldly things, I am thinking of the work kingdom of our Father God, and I have no idea what's on TV. Historical drama. And sometimes I ask myself, why am I watching this? It doesn't help me. Then I just turn it off. Because it doesn't help me anything. It doesn't help me with the kingdom of God. It doesn't benefit the kingdom. I don't watch for pleasure. When I take a rest, when I eat my meal, I watch them to help me in delivering messages. But once I think it doesn't help me at all, then I turn it off. So, by watching it, does it benefit me? Is it a waste of time? It does. It is. It will not help your eyesight better. And by watching it, any goodness will be planted. Well, if it doesn't, then I'll just turn it off. Those rice stalks can be uprooted, but you have to use strength to pull them out. So if it is about a month old, in the same way, if you resolve to and cast off sins, you can do it without much difficulties. But it is also much the same when your body or clothing is dirty with oil or sewage that is not easily removed. You cannot just put clothes in the washing machine or rinse off in a shower to get clean. You have to work at it using soap or detergent to clean the clothes. Then they will be clean again. Because even though you committed sins, not much evil has filled your heart. You don't love the world too much. Some of you sinned not because your heart was evil, but because your self-righteousness was too strong, or because you didn't live by God's word and didn't pursue knowledge of the truth. But it is still sin in the sight of God. So this case takes more time to enter into spirit than in the former case. In this case of planted sin, people must surrender in obedience to the truth with fasting and fervent prayers. But it doesn't take as long time as you might think. About a year is enough. This is what I think. Depending on what you are, if you are good at, keeping promises, then it doesn't take a long, it doesn't even take a year or a half a year. Once you make up your mind, and if you keep it, it will be shorter than that. A sister who has recently entered into spirit testified that it took 18 months, 1.5 years. There was a brother who did it in less than a year. The brother said it took only 9 months. He once had walls of sin before God, but those walls were not the ones that were too thick to be destroyed. So you heard his testimony. But it was the wall that he piled in his goodness. It was his self-righteousness. It was not evil. But he saddened God a little, so he had to struggle to restore the trust between God and him. So what should we do in order to restore full trust before God? It is to never commit sin again. And when you remove sinful natures from deep within your heart and become a man of spirit, you can restore his trust completely. So, if you don't receive answer, then just come into spirit. Then Father God will work for you. That is so easy, isn't it? Once you enter the spirit, your incurable diseases will be healed. Even though you are dying from cancer, you will survive. You will revive. Even though you are disabled, you will become much better. But still, you don't obey. And you got hot temper, quick temper, you evil, you lie. And you come to me to receive my prayer, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Unlike two previous cases, if you have repeatedly committed seven sins, it is never easy for you to enter spirit. So it is written in Hebrews. They know it is sin, but they willfully commit sin. In this case, it's the case it is difficult to enter the level of spirit. 3 or 4 months after rice seedlings have been planted, rice stalks have roots deep in the soil of the field. Many smaller roots are firmly fastened in the soil. Those rice stalks are not easily uprooted even when pulled with great strength. In this sense, what does a farmer have to do when rice stalks produce heads of rice and ripen at harvest time? He must cut off the stalks with the scythe instead of uprooting them. It can be likened to a buildup of a dirt and dust that has accumulated on the body and made solid. It is also like a white garment that has been deeply stained with dirt and turned almost black. Since you accumulated sin willfully, even though I told you many times, don't commit the sin of adultery. Don't have adulterous mind. I told you many times, but you didn't obey. But you accumulated those sins. So you willfully committed sin and you stood against God. So in this case, you cannot get rid of those sins. Some people lost, you know, male things. But still, such a thing is still remaining in his heart. Father God said, do you think even though he, you know, even though he lost his male things, you know, he still has, you know, lust. And he has to struggle. So he has to get rid of those, you know, adulterous mind and lust from his heart. Of course, he lost his, you know, male things. He cannot commit any adultery in action. But he has to get rid of those things from his heart. What about dirt on our skin? I mean, you know what? If it's too thick, then it takes time to, you know, take this dirt off from your skin. Sometimes even though you stretch yourself and wash with your soap, it is not easily taken off. Even though you scratch quite a lot, you cannot take it off. Why? Because the dirt has been stuck to your skin. And you can see, you know, your skin will be shiny. Well, I told you when I was a kid. It was in the runny nose from my nose. We didn't have any, you know, towels. We didn't have any, you know, tissues. By the time, during the time, you know, teacher, I will blow my nose. You know, we cannot say that. You know, he would rather, you know, spank me. Nowadays, a girl student, you know, fought against, you know, her teacher. She was a middle school student. We are living in this kind of world. So teachers lost their, you know, authority. Because, you know, and then the students changed like that. There is no relationship between the teacher and the student. Students you know, stand against their teachers. And it is well reported in our news nowadays. In the past, we respected our teachers. But nowadays, students in the call their teacher's name, by name. So can you imagine what kind of world it has been? No, culture develops and economy develops and does the heart of people change? No, they become more and more evil and they are more sinned with evil. This is the end time. Finally, the whole world will be full of sin and the Father God will judge when it is time he cannot find any righteous man. Father God will work until the moment that he cannot find any righteous man. And the time is almost up. So our young people, you will not understand what I'm saying. You know, of course, you know, it's really difficult to get that dirty off. Now, say winter passed, the spring comes, okay? Then you try hard to, clean your skin. Sometimes, you try to, scratch yourself, but, scratch yourself to the point you shed blood. But, you know what? The dirt doesn't easily get off. It takes time. You have to make an effort again and again and again. About a week or 10 days, then your skins become normal. Well, our elders, well, raise your hand if you experience this. If it's true, raise your hand. Okay, you know what? Dirt is the same. Okay? It takes time. I mean, it is the same with our sin. You have committed sin over and over and over again. So even though you try to get rid of them, it's so difficult to do that. That's why Father God worked on me, and Father God worked with Oral Light, so that you can easily come into Spirit and Holy Spirit. You cannot do it by yourself. If you could, then Father God would not sacrifice me. If you could, with all your effort. You make an effort. But Father God gives you His grace. And Father God helps you with Aurora Light. That's why you are able. Father God. Father God worked so that, the justice can be met by my sacrifice so that Aurora Light can help you. Now, even though Father God did that, you can easily get off. What it means is, you finally open your eyes. You realize the love of the shepherd. Even young children, even young students, now they realize the love of the shepherd. Since they know the love, they realize the love, they make up their mind that they will change. Even for my shepherd, I will change. They make up their mind and they'll become like that. So love is so great. The power of love is so great. And that love is felt by our members and by our students. That's why they're able to make up their mind. And they know, they realize that the only way to help the shepherd is to enter the level of Spirit and Holy Spirit. Since they realized it, they make a true effort to get rid of it. Such people, by the help of the Aurora Light, can enter the level of Spirit and Holy Spirit. So just as such a garment cannot be cleaned with one or two washings, a person in such a spiritual state, you cannot be cleansed with fasting prayer just once or twice either. You must repeat the cleansing again and again. If necessary, you have to use hot water and a special detergent and soak the garment in it to remove stains and get rid clean. Spiritually, you have to receive special grace in season and uproot the roots of sin. It's because, like the seedling, the roots of the sinful natures planted in your hearts have taken root too deep and too tightly. Hebrews 4:12 reads, "For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of the soul and spirit of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart." Joints here spiritually refer to frameworks that are formed when self-righteousness is solidified. You know, if they have, you know, this self-righteousness in them, self-righteousness is hardened up, you know, they cannot easily enter the Spirit, Holy Spirit, because they cannot find it. So they are stagnating for long. So I told you, never use your thought. Do not call yourself right. And whenever you listen to the Word of God, you have to reflect, you have to reflect yourself upon the Word. Whenever you listen to the Word of God, that Word, I know the message. Since you think like that, you cannot advance. My Word is always different. I don't repeat the Word. Maybe once or twice a year. Every time, my message is different. Why? Because I always receive revelation of God. That's why my message is always different. But hey, I know that word. I know that message. That's why you don't see any advancement. I heard some people say that. It is completely wrong. My message has never been the same. It's always different. But you know what? If it's completely different from the beginning till the end, then who can understand my word if they are new to this church? The key point, it is repeated with different examples and different messages. So good message should be understood by those with good faith and those along with those who have weak faith. Because there are many people with different levels of faith. So I have to deliver a message so that everybody can understand. It is rare to find the same messages. Well, sometimes you can find a couple of times according to the season, like, you know, sometimes I may find the same verse with the different messages. Sometimes I have to, you know, when I testify to the Lord Jesus Christ, then I have to excerpt from the message of the cross to explain the Lord. You know, I have to get excerpt from the message of the cross. And except that Father God gives me the revelations all the time and I deliver the messages. So they are all different. So joints here spiritually refer to frameworks that are formed when self-righteousness is solidified. Marrow refers to the roots of evil stuck deep within your hearts. Well, I don't remember who said so, because I just, you know, forget. I easily forget those, you know, things. So let me ask you. Let's say, if I ask you to explain marrow, now can you explain it? Since you said, I know your message very well. No, you can't. Even though you heard it many times, it cannot become your bread. You cannot explain it well. You have to read, you have to listen again and again. Even though you listen again and again, you have to consider anew. So marrow refers to the roots of evil stuck deep within your hearts. The verse that I told you tells us man's frameworks and sinful natures can be stuck in the depths of their hearts and thoughts. Evils are not planted just in your soul and spirit, but also into your thought and your heart. Sins and evils can be combined not only in the joints of our bones, but also in the marrow deep inside the bones. The feelings from the gratification of sin is planted so deeply into the body that the people are addicted to sins like the addictions to alcohol or nicotine. Alcoholics experience their body craving alcohol even though they are struggling to quit drinking. They cannot resist against the demand of alcohol. Even if his spirit tries to deny or reject, his body does not like it. If they quit drinking, withdrawal symptoms occur. They shake, have cold sweats and tremors. They feel upset, uncomfortable, and irritable. those symptoms stop when they drink. It is the same with drug addiction. If they don't take any drug, the body resists like that. Your body demands it. You took drugs and your body asks for it. Master, give me drugs. If you supply your body with drugs, then it will quit demanding. If you don't supply, your body will resist. And you have to obey your body. Otherwise, your body will resist. So, you should not reach this level. It is the same with smoking. Tobacco addicts experience indigestion, headache, insomnia, and depression when they quit smoking. Master, I am addicted to smoking, so give me more smoke. If you don't, then you will have indigestion, headache. For this reason, a heavy smoker continues smoking even though they lose their health. Their teeth turn yellowish and they are not welcomed by the people around them. And their children do not like him. Their wives don't like them. Even though in official buildings and in the park, you know, smokings are not allowed. In airplane, in train. I heard the news in the newspaper a week ago. Many public areas are not allowing smoking there. Do you remember that? So those smokers cannot smoke freely. No, you know what? Children even stand against those, you know, smoking fathers. Papa, stop smoking! They say so. Well, if you want to smoke, get out of the room and smoke. You smoke outside. But they don't show respect. Even your family says so because smoking is harmful to their family. Hobby? Smoke outside. They don't ask you, please. They just say, smoke outside. You are not respected even by your own wife and children. But why do you keep smoking? If you are addicted to alcohol, it's the same. When you got drunk, you slip on the street. And your body becomes like this automatically. You don't go home. You go to park. You lie on the street and you sleep. Automatically, because it has been your habit. Before you drink, you think to yourself that I will never drink. But you know what? Your body asks for it. And you cannot resist. When someone asks you to drink together, then you just drink together. And your husband, your wife and your children suffer because of you. You know this. But you know what? You cannot quit drinking because you prefer drinking over your children, your wife. And you are not normal if you do this. You should love your wife and children more than your drinking. But you know what? You prefer drinking over your children, your wife. So you are far away from normal. I think I have to stop here. I am halfway through. Well, I don't have time because next week it is Holy Communion, and then I have to go to mountain. So I have to deliver the rest of the message a month later. Okay, so please understand the situation, okay? But you have a glimpse of it. You have rough idea. There are people who don't need to struggle against the sin. But there are people who have to struggle against sin. Some people, even they struggle, it is difficult to get rid of the sin. Even though they fasted again and again and prayed again and again, well, you know what? It is so difficult to get rid of sin. Some people are like that. So as written in Hebrews, they have to struggle against sin to the point of shedding blood. You know what? How hard it is to struggle against sin to the point of shedding blood. But still, you have to do so. You have to do it. Let's say you have in the dirt on top of your skin. It is so, you know, black. You know what? You have to scratch yourself. You have to soak your skin into the water. But, you know, it takes a long time. It cannot be done in a day or two. But you know what? You know, do you have to just leave it as it is for spring and summer? Even though you may bleed, you have to scratch yourself until it becomes clean. It is the same with your sin. Even though it is difficult, you have to get rid of it to the point of shedding blood. The sooner the better. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father God. Thank you for your love and grace. Bless this message, become faith and life in us. Father, when the root of sin is deeply planted, it is so difficult to get rid of them. We have to understand this. The husband and wife and children should be controlled in truth and spirit yet. Please help them. Please give them grace. Let them not scold each other. Why can't you stop it? But let them help each other to stop committing sins and getting rid of those sins. Let them become husband and wives to each other. Father God, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Now, wives, your husband doesn't come to school. Your husband's is a good husband as long as he doesn't drink. But once he drinks, he becomes a different man. And he becomes violent. And he uses violence against you and your children. There are such husbands. They are those who are not evangelized. They just even come to church, but there are people who are like that. Now, their wives, if you listen to me, why do you drink and you try to destroy this family? But try to understand your husband. And you should understand, and you have to help your husband to come out of the pit of alcohol so that your husband can be strengthened and can make an effort to quit it. If it cannot be done just once, then you have to forgive him once. With your love, the love of wife and the love of the children, you should not ignore your husband. You should not be disrespectful to your husband. You should take care of your husband. You have to strengthen him. If he cannot do it just once or twice, still you have to take care of your husband. You have to help him. You have to deal with him with your love. Then he will make an effort with love. And if he continues to make effort, then he will be able to do it. You have to do so. Then you can even change such a husband. Okay? Children should do the same. I'll pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on the sick part of your body. Father God, please lay your hands on these people. From head to toe, in every intestines and organs and nerve system, burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. May the light come. From transcending space and time, please lay your hands on all those people who receive this prayer through satellites and internet and from branch churches around the world. And on GCN TV viewers and the members of the branch church members. Please bless Pastor Oren Revival of Israel to lead the seminar and the meetings in Sweden. Bless Bered and Roseanne. In her mission trip to Cyprus to make a contract with the sanctuary. Bless Pastor Joseph Pan in India to have prosperous mission trip with Pastor Tashi Gill in Sri Lanka. Bless Pastor Sanghui Kim to lead the pastor seminar and handkerchief prayer meeting well in the area of Kanal in Panipat and in state of Sikkim, Gangtok. Father, please bless Pastor Paul Lee of Germany to lead the pastor's meeting with the title of Measure of Faith. Bless Pastor Changmi Lee of Japan to lead the handkerchief prayer meeting well with the speaker, with the pastor Gunte Kim as a speaker. Bless Yang Shima of Mongolia to be healed of the after effects of the coal poison and throat operation. Bless Chen Yin to receive blessing of conception. Bless Chen En to be healed of the kidney stone. Bless Chen Do Win to be healed of a stone in his kidney. Bless Zhou Ha Ho to be healed of deformation of the brain. Father, bless Dong Chu to be healed of hepatitis B and deliver a baby on the best day and the best time. Bless Shen Ao to be healed of a problem with his cornea. Bless Wang Shuan to be healed of low blood pressure. Bless Wang Niji to be healed of diabetes, high blood pressure. Bless Zhang Yuesha to be healed of a spine problem. Bless Song Jiran to be healed of heart disease, stomach disease, herniated disc and arthritis. Bless Pu Suhua to be healed of heart disease. Bless Li Pengkang to be healed of arthritis on his left bones. Bless Zheng Do Wang to be healed of importance. Bless Wei Guiqin so that, you know, her bent spine be straightened up. Bless Wang Yashang to rebuild his house. Bless Liu Sunwen so that, you know, his son can get a job easily. And bless Li Wei to get a job and pay off debt. Father, please, Father, thank you. Make all our members be in good health, both in spirit and body. Father, please let them be cleansed. Please heal them of all kinds of diseases, cancer and all lung diseases and stomach diseases. Bless them for this week and protect them. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.